Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
Joe Kurlarski has a hell of a story. If you have a hell of a story, too, you can head to annaonraven.com. Just click on it. We'll have you on the air, and it's your turn to be the storyteller. Joe, what happened?
This is during the blizzard of 2013. I work in an industry where I have to take care of buildings, and unfortunately, that's what happened. I ended up having to stay in the city on Friday night. Saturday morning, I woke up, called Kim, my wife, and she couldn't get out the door. The snowdrifts were so high that she couldn't get out the door. She says, what am I going to do? What are we going to do? I said, don't worry, I'll be home. Little did I know what that meant. Well, there's no more trains going, so the only thing to take was a cab. Got in the cab, and there happened to be a reverend in there that, you know, maybe it was a good blessing or whatever.
But wait a minute. So he was in the cab sharing the cab with you, or he's the cab driver?
No, he shared the cab with me.
Okay.
Everybody was going in a different direction except for him. So we're driving, and, you know, we just had small chat and stuff, and all of a sudden, I hear the cab driver start talking to himself, which, in my experience, is never a good sign. So we get up to exit 23, and he pulls off on the exit and takes us down to the bottom and says, I'm going off shift. This is the end of my road. Puts us out on the road and
takes off. The cab driver just left you in the middle of a blizzard on the side of the road?
I told you that happened with a bus driver with me in Cancun. When they get to the end of the route, they don't care at all.
I mean, shouldn't they give you a heads up? Like, listen, when I get to this street, you're on your own?
Well, maybe he should have, but not on this trip.
Yes.
So we get out, and the reverend and I look at each other and say, oh, now what do we do? There was a gas station where he dropped us off, which was kind of good fortune. And the people that own the gas station happen to be there, and they're not open on Saturdays. They let us in, let us get warm for a little bit, and they called around for a hotel and found us a hotel that we could check into. Checked in. It was only two rooms left after that. So the reverend came to me and said, you know, they only have two rooms left. You should check in before they go. And I said, I'm going to keep on walking. And he looked at me and he said, really? I said, yeah, I made a promise. I told my wife I'd be home. Tried to talk me out of it, you know, using words like crazy and things like that.
Well, I mean, you're about to walk out in a blizzard that's up to your shoulders. And yeah, like, how many miles is it?
3.7 miles.
3.7 miles in a snowstorm. I don't want to do that even when it's not snowing.
Yeah, that would be ill-advised.
Yeah.
Even prepared like you were going to climb a mountain. I mean, what were you wearing coming from work?
I was in my work slacks. I was in my button-up shirt, my work shoes. And luckily, I had a winter jacket and some gloves and some earmuffs, but that was it. I started on my trek. I figured King's Highway, that goes exactly where I need to go, and I just have to veer off a little bit. You know, it was kind of weird. It almost seemed like what the end of the world would seem like.
Well, yeah. When you're out there by yourself.
Well, I wasn't really by myself. That was the thing. Especially after it got dark, I'd be walking through these neighborhoods. Walking through those neighborhoods, even without snow, probably wasn't a good idea on my part. But it was almost like they guided me through the... I'd get to a neighborhood, and some people would come up next to me, and they'd walk with me till I got to the end of the neighborhood, and then they'd leave.
Like Forrest Gump.
Yes, almost like that. People would be on their porch stoops asking me, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the train station. You're crazy. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. They didn't exactly say, you're crazy. There was a few other colorful words, but we'll just leave it at that. And so I just kept walking. I just came across lots of different things. Like, there was a TV reporter. I don't know how that reporter was going to get out, but they were in a gas station doing a report. There was no way for them to go anywhere, but okay. I finally got to the train station, was there. And that was that ordeal until I realized I couldn't get out of the parking garage. So I asked the parking person, do you have a shovel? And by the way, since that day, we have shovels in the back of our car all the time.
Smart, yeah.
And he says, nope, but you can look around. And I looked around and I grabbed one of those safety signs and I just started digging out. I started driving almost an hour and a half, finally get home. Cars were snowed in, and there was no place for me to park. No place for me to pull out either. So I back up all the way back down the hill. The grocery store, they had almost pristine parking down there. They had plowed everything. I walked up the hill, 9 o'clock, and there I was.
How many hours from start to finish did it take for you to get home?
I left the hotel at 5:30, and I arrived home at 9 p.m.
Not bad.
Honestly, my only question, Joe, is how many toes do you have?
Right.
How many toes do you currently have now? And you're like, you didn't lose any toes? You didn't lose any fingers here?
No. Just, I guess, yeah, it's just lucky.
It's a hell of a story.
Yeah, it's amazing the amount of things that will have to come together to get you from one point to another. But if you're determined enough, you know, they always say fortune favors the bold. You make your own luck. And it sounds like you had a bit of both that day.
Well, that is a hell of a story. And if you have a hell of a story, too, you can head to annonraven.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.